Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. And now, play ball. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Addis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Semenik settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Semenik. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Addis moves to third. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Addis scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first, with Podbielen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball towards right. Addis catches it and throws to second to double up Greengrass. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwell hits a fly ball towards center. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Atwell moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. Minner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Atwell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Semenik moves to third. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Semenik scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Atwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greengrass throws the ball into Bridges, who tags Smalley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. McMillan scores. Temple moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer is hit by the pitch. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Greengrass reaches second base with a double. Bob Markey pinch runs for Jim Greengrass. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Markey scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Reds. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Atwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Semenik moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Markey now playing left field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwell strikes out. One out. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky strikes out. Two outs. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.